الله الواحد تحل علينا نعمة وبركة من الآن وكل أوان إلى دهر الدور أمين. مثل الكرم والكرمين من الأمثال الجميلة اللي قالها المسيح يسوع عشان يوصف بيها ايه اللي عمله مع العالم او في العالم، وايه اللي العالم رد بيه عليه. اول نقطة في هذا المثل ان المسيح دعا نفسه انسان، سمى نفسه انسان. طبعا المثل احبائي واضح زي ما سمعنا، انسان غرس كرم وسلمه الكرمين. طبعا اللي غرس كرم هو المسيح، حاجة مش عايزة كلام، الله. فالله بيدعو نفسه انسان او بيشبه نفسه بانسان، دي كرامة كبيرة للانسان ان الله يشبه نفسه بانسان غرس كرم. دي تخلينا نعرف قيمتنا بالنسبة لربنا، لانه اذا كان الله شبه نفسه بإنسان فالله قبل انه يأخذ جسد الإنسان يتجسد ويتأنس ويعيش في وسطينا. مجد عظيم للإنسان ان الله يقبل انه يحل بروحه جوه جسد الإنسان. The parable of the vineyard and the vine dressers is one of the important parables that explains what has the Lord done to us and our reaction to him. How did we react to this great work which the Lord has done for us? The first point, that God called himself a man, and it's a glory and honor to a man to be called, or that God called himself a man. And what's more is that the Lord not only called himself a man, but he himself took flesh and was incarnate and became man. And nowadays the glory which we live in is that the Lord sent his Holy Spirit to dwell in us and to live in us. And this is also a glory and honor for the man. You are very valuable in the eyes of God. You are not cheap. You can be cheap in the eyes of the people here according to what you do, but in the eyes of God you are very precious, you are very valuable, you are very important to him. إن عمل ربنا الغرس كرم، غرس كرم. هو الحقيقة كان بيكلم اليهود، ونقدر نقول انه يكلم العالم كله من خلال اليهود. غرس كرم، وحوط الكرم ده بسور. وبنى برج ودق معصرة جوه الكرم. يعني عمل اربع حاجات: غرس كرم وحوطه بالسياج وبنى فيه برج وحط فيه معصرة. The Lord did four main points in the world. He planted a vineyard. He set a hedge around the vineyard. He built a tower. And he dug a vine press in the vineyard. What does it mean? It means that he was waiting for the fruits from this vineyard and waiting for the wine from the wine presser press. And also he guarded this vineyard by the tower, and also he protected the vineyard by the hedge which he set. If I want to apply it individually on every one of us, we can say the following: our Lord Jesus Christ created every one of us, surrounded us by a hedge, built in us a tower, dug for us a wine press. Yes, this is what our Lord did for us. If you look at yourself, even if in your body, you will find that the Lord set a hedge around you. He put two doors on your eyes. He created a channel from your ears, from outside to inside, through which the sound comes to you. But these ears, this channel is not straight one, to protect you from every word you hear. He put two main doors on your tongue. The first one is the teeth, and the second one is the lips, to protect your tongue from every bad word. Did you think of it? We are protected. And if our body is protected, our eyes are protected, our ears, our tongue, how come with the spirit? If he protects the body, which is temporarily on this world, and we will leave this body one day to be dug or buried in the ground, how come he does for the spirit? He protects the spirit. Saint Jerome says that this hedge is the guarding of the angels around you. He protects you by the angels. يقول كده: ملاك الرب حال حول كل خائفي وينجيهم. ربنا بيحوط حوالينا بحاجات كتيرة. ربما ما انتش حاسس او انا مش حاسس باللي ربنا بيعمله عشاني، لاني اهو ماشي كده وخلاص. لكن لما تتأمل في اللي ربنا بيعمله هتلاقيه بيحرسك ويحميك ويحوط حواليك. التور دي بيقول دي الكنيسة اللي بتحمي الإنسان. الواين بريس ده مصدر دم المسيح اللي طالع للإنسان. عشان كده أحبائي مثل الكرم والكرمين، سيبك من الموضوع بتاع اليهود ملناش دعوة بيهم، خلينا في نفسنا. أقول له يا ربي بقى كل ده بتعمله عشاني؟ كل ده عشاني أنا وأنا مش دريان؟ تحمي عيني وتحمي وداني وتحمي لساني وتحمي أعضائي من جوه. شوف كم طبقة جلد عندنا دكاترة قاعدين في وسطينا، كم طبقة جلد على جسم الإنسان من بره يحموه. يحمي أعضائك من جوه، حتى ضوافر الإنسان لها فايدة، حتى شعر الإنسان له فايدة. دي علامة على اهتمام الله بينا. Our Lord created us in the best way. في أحسن صورة. The best shape. And He protects us and surrounds us all the time. This is what God is doing for us. طب احنا بقى، احنا التور اللي ربنا بناه ده كنيسة جوه قلبك. Church is built in your heart by the presence of the Holy Spirit, by the dwelling of the Holy Spirit in you. And the question now is, how much do I open this church? How often do I pray? How often do I speak with God? How often is this tower active? في قلبك في مخدع صلاة. ربنا مستني من هذا المخدع كلام يتقال. أقول له مش عايز. يجيني صوت من جوايا كده ويقول لي اسهروا وصلوا لألا تدخلوا في تجربة. أقول له مش عايز. طب ما أبقى زي ال 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 الواين بريسرز دول اللي رفضوا the first servant، العبد الأولاني، ما أنا أبقى زيه. كم مرة جه في قلبي إن أنا أصلي كويس قبل ما أنام، قول يعني هو ربنا يعني محتاج لطول الصلاة قوي؟ أبنا الذي كفاية ورشمة الصليب كفاية. هو ربنا ده رب قلوب. طب رب قلوب وعايز البرج بتاعك يبقى شغال على طول، شغال مع أبراج العالم طول النهار، وسايب البرج الأساسي ما بيطلعش منه صلوات مستمرة. How come that we don't use this tower in our hearts while we are troubled with many other towers, with many other problems, with many other businesses, not giving ourselves the chance to let this tower be an active one? This is a question. Many times the Holy Spirit. مرة قريب كده شخص قال لي كده، قال لي my problem is that I know everything. I know my problem that there is a sound in my ears all the time to pray and to spend a good time in prayer before I go to bed. But I refuse this sound. I refuse this voice. My problem is not my ignorance. My problem is my knowledge. I know. And know that I have to do, but I don't. I don't. قل اتقال على الصلاة، اتقال على الصوم، اتقال على الخدمة، اتقال على العطاء، اتقال على كل حاجة. اتقال على كل حاجة. These are the servants who are rejected from us. وبعدين at last بقى يجي المسيح بنفسه بقى. قال لك تعال. تعال كل جسدي. تعال اشرب دمي. تقول له ما قدرش. ليه ما انتش قادر؟ قال له مش قادر، قلبي تعبان من الحاجة الفلانية، قلبي تعبان من عادة الفلانية، قلبي متضايق من فلان، قلبي تقيل مش قادر. صوت المسيح يرن في وداني ويقول لي من يأكل جسدي ويشرب دمي يكون فيا وأنا أيضا فيه. The sound of our Lord Jesus Christ, the air, as it is written in this parable, is crying out in our ears, in our inner ears, to receive His body and to drink of His blood, from His blood. But we refuse this voice sometimes because we are not ready to receive these holy sacraments, this holy gift. This is our responsibility, my brethren in Christ, is to hear and to act the voice of our Lord Jesus Christ. He wants us to be with Him all the time. He is expecting the fruits from our hearts, pure hearts. Pure senses. Continuous prayer. Continuous relationship with Him. Continuous obedience to His commandments. Enjoy Him. How can I enjoy my Lord if I love Him from the bottom of my heart? I cannot enjoy Him. I cannot enjoy the relationship with Him unless I love Him more than anything else in this world. And this is what we need nowadays. To be a good vine dressers, to bring the expected fruits and more to our Lord, we have to learn how to love Him more than anything else in this world. Anything, any bad habit, any desire, any money, any food, any worldly lust, anything contradicts our salvation, our relationship with Him, must be rejected if we do love Him from the bottom of our hearts. What happens if He comes now asking any one of us for the fruits, for the wine, for the good fruits from this vineyard? The last thing that don't forget, that your body is not your own. Your senses are your not own, are not your own. Your spirit is not your own. Your soul is not your own. It's His. عشان كده ساعات واحد يقول لك انا حر في اللي بعمله، ده جسدي انا حر اعمل زي ما انا عايز، في حريه، في فريدم. احنا هنا في بلد الحريه، مش زي بلدنا فيها كبت ومنع، ممنوع ده وممنوع ده وممنوع ده. لا، انا بلد حريه وجسدي ده ملكي. اقول لك لا، اوعى تقول جسدك ملكك، جسدك ده اشتراه المسيح بدم غالي سفك على الصليب. تفكرش ان جسدك ملكك عشان تقول اعمل بيه زي ما انا عايز، ما دام مش باذي حد يبقى خلاص. الحريه اللي بيتكلم عنها العالم دي it's a false freedom. Your body is not yours. It's not your own. Because our Lord Jesus Christ paid the precious price on the cross, His precious blood, to buy this body. دي وديعة. وديعة زي ما واحد يروح يحط في البنك كده وديعة. المسيح حطت وديعة في قلبك جواك، دي أمانة، أمانة، ولازم ناخد بالنا ان الأمانة دي نحافظ عليها. اللي ياخد حاجة وحشة تفسد جسده وتعييه يبقى مش أمين. اللي يخلي عينيه تبص يمين وشمال ولسانه يتكلم يمين وشمال وودانه تسمع يمين وشمال يبقى مش أمين. عشان كده دي حقيقة مهمة جدا. We have to know it. We are the children of God. We are belong to Him. Our life, our bodies, our spirits, our souls are belong to the Lord Himself. He is the true owner of everything. Let us be honest. Let us be honest enough to give him what he is expecting from us. According to his great love, we have to exchange his love with love from our sides also. ربنا يدينا كل نعمة وكل بركة عشان نكون مثمرين. Let us be worthy to hear and to act according to his holy gospels. Glory be to God now and ever and forevermore. Amen.